The request from the Human Rights Campaign comes just a week after Democrats in Wisconsin's congressional delegation sent a similar letter. Holder has already granted federal marriage benefits to same-sex couples in Utah and Michigan who got married during a similar legal window. Human Rights Campaign spokesman Fred Saints says action from Holder would recognize those marriages as legal under 1,300 different federal statutes.
Everything from being able to file your taxes jointly to having, the marital privilege in case of criminal prosecution. So these rights, benefits, and obligations are kind of the embodiment of people's lives together within the institution of civil marriage.
Meanwhile, lawyers for the ACLU are urging the Wisconsin Attorney General, J.B. Van Hollen, to move quickly to either abandon defense of the marriage ban or file the appeal he has promised to. Larry Dupuy says that would resolve the legal limbo these same-sex couples face in getting state marriage benefits.
If they're actually considering whether to abandon what's looking like an increasingly doomed effort to stop equality from coming to Wisconsin, I would understand that, but short of that, I see no good reason to put our clients through 30 unnecessary days.
Van Hollen has said he will file an appeal defending the marriage ban in mid or late July. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio. The request from the Human Rights Campaign comes just